Today is Monday, October 12th. What to know today about President Trump restarting rallies for the first time since his COVID-19 diagnosis, where he's going today, and what doctors say about it. Also, senators are about to start grilling Judge Amy Coney Barrett about whether she's right for a job on the Supreme Court. Plus, the new 2020 NBA champions, holiday shopping starts early, and what happened after a lip-syncing skateboarder's video got millions of views. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is heading back out on the campaign trail for the first time since getting COVID-19. And as expected, he's hitting the swing states. Trump is headed to Central Florida for a rally today, followed by stops in Pennsylvania tomorrow and Iowa on Wednesday. Then he'll go to other parts of Florida later in the week. The president's doctor, Navy Commander Sean Conley, said Trump is no longer at risk of infecting others, so he was cleared to come out of isolation. Although we should note, it's not clear if the president has taken a coronavirus test that's come back negative. White House doctors have been releasing memos with updates on President Trump's condition, but they haven't answered any questions from reporters in 7 days. And at last count, 34 people tied to the White House have tested positive for the virus. While Trump's own doctor says he's good to go, some other medical experts have voiced concerns about President Trump returning to the campaign trail this week. One infectious disease specialist told The Wall Street Journal he'd like to see President Trump isolate for another 9 days, making it 20 days total since being diagnosed. And that's actually what the CDC recommends for severe cases. And the specialist said Trump would fall in that category because of how low his oxygen levels had fallen and the fact that he had been prescribed a steroid. But Trump himself says he feels good and is no longer taking any medications. In fact, he went out on a White House balcony to talk to hundreds of his supporters on the White House lawn over the weekend. They were encouraged to wear masks, though many didn't. President Trump talked about a range of topics. He called his rival Joe Biden a socialist, said the coronavirus will disappear as a vaccine will come out soon, though other experts have said it won't be like a light switch. He urged his supporters to vote and much more. And now Axios reports President Trump hopes to be on the road every day until Election Day. New coronavirus infections are still on the rise in more than half of the U.S. Over the weekend, health officials reported the highest number of new cases in almost 2 months. In fact, there were 4 days in a row of more than 50,000 new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. Wednesday through Saturday. And 6 states set new records for single-day increases: Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma, Montana, North Dakota, and West Virginia. Dr. Deborah Birx on the White House Coronavirus Task Force says it's not likely people out in public are leading to the rise in cases. Instead, she said people have started taking their guards down with family and friends. And by the way, the U.S. is not alone in seeing this recent uptick. France, Russia, and Nepal also set records over the weekend. Around the world, in the past 3 days, more than 1 million new COVID-19 cases were reported. President Trump's latest nominee for Supreme Court Justice will be in the hot seat this week. Judge Amy Coney Barrett will be on Capitol Hill today to talk to the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's the start of the Senate confirmation process, because remember, the Senate has to give the okay before she'll get a spot on the bench. We already have an idea of what she plans to say today, since Barrett released a written version of her planned opening statement. She plans to talk about her 7 children and praise legal mentors, like the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Like Scalia, Barrett has deeply conservative religious views. But in her opening statement, Barrett will promise not to let that affect her judgment. Barrett will say in every case she has ruled in the last 3 years, she has, quote, done my utmost to reach the result required by law, whatever my own preferences might be. After that statement, each senator on the Judiciary Committee will have 10 minutes to speak, when they'll explain why they support the nominee so far or not. Then senators will ask Barrett questions tomorrow and Wednesday. Republicans hope the Judiciary Committee will approve her next week, October 22nd, which would set up a full Senate vote just before Election Day. It all kicks off this morning at 9 Eastern. Hurricane Delta tore through the U.S. Gulf Coast over the weekend, and it's still going. The National Weather Service says what's left of the storm could end up bringing heavy rain to parts of Georgia, North and South Carolina, and Virginia today. And flash flooding is possible in some areas. Already, one Louisiana man died in the storm when his generator sparked a fire. Parts of southwestern Louisiana got up to 17 inches of rain, and as of early this morning, the water is still thigh-deep in parts of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are still without power in Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, and Florida. One bright side, though, Hurricane Delta did not bring the same level of damage as Hurricane Laura did in that same area 6 weeks ago. At last check, Louisiana's governor said more than 9,000 people are in shelters across Louisiana and Texas, but most of them are still there evacuated from Hurricane Laura. More FEMA officials are planning to survey the damage today. Today is a federal holiday, although these days it's known by a couple of different names. Traditionally, it's Columbus Day, marking Christopher Columbus's first voyage to America. And many Italian-American organizations say Columbus Day is a time to celebrate their ethnic heritage. But over the years, many historians have come to the conclusion that Columbus was not the first person, and not even the first European, to discover the Americas. And of course, Native Americans had been living there for centuries before Columbus's arrival. Some argue Columbus represents mass genocide and white supremacy. So now, many cities like Los Angeles, Seattle, Denver, and Phoenix, along with several states like Minnesota, Vermont, and Oregon, have replaced Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. Either way, government offices, including the post office, are closed today, along with most banks, libraries, and a lot of workplaces and schools. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to HelloFresh. I'm a big fan of HelloFresh because it makes life easier and more delicious. For the easy part, HelloFresh offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep. So you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients alongside mouth-watering seasonal recipes that are easy to follow and quick to make. Trust me, if I can do it, you can too. Plus, you can finally cut out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips that take up too much of your time. And there's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and kid-friendly recipes. In fact, I wanted to switch things up, so we changed our preferences to veggie, and I got some fantastic, nutritious meals, including sweet potato fajitas with pepper jack, pickled jalapeno, and lime sour cream. Yum. And with HelloFresh, I actually enjoy the cooking process. So go ahead and give it a try. Go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use that code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use that code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Now, back to the news. The Los Angeles Lakers are now the 2020 NBA champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 106-93 last night. The victory marks the Lakers' first championship win in a decade and the team's 17th championship overall, tying the Boston Celtics for a record number of NBA titles. This win was also the end of an extremely challenging NBA season, one because of the pandemic, and also the death of Lakers legend Kobe Bryant, who died in a helicopter crash back in January. Ever since, Lakers players often said Kobe was their motivation to keep pushing forward. That said, the Miami Heat did give the Lakers a run for their money in the NBA Finals, but in the end, they were outmatched by LeBron James and the rest of the Lakers. Rafael Nadal beat out a top rival, Novak Djokovic, to win this year's French Open. This is Nadal's 20th Grand Slam title. This ties him with Roger Federer for the most of all time on the men's side. Nadal's match with Djokovic was a landslide yesterday as well. Afterwards, even Djokovic said Nadal played a perfect match. On the women's side, an unlikely winner came out on top. 19-year-old Iga Świątek is ranked 54th, and she took home the trophy, her first tour-level title. She beat the number 4 seed and the reigning Australian Open champion. Yelp is now labeling businesses accused of racist behavior. The company will put an alert on a business's page when there's clear evidence of racist actions from the business owner or an employee, and that includes the use of racial slurs or symbols. A Yelp spokesperson told NPR that the alerts will be used in only rare circumstances. The alert will include a news article from a credible outlet so people can learn more about the incident. On social media, the company is getting praise for this, but people also question how well it will be able to enforce the initiative. The new feature is now live. Have you seen that viral TikTok video of a skateboarder and his bottle of ocean spray? Nathan Apodaca posted a video of himself leisurely skating and sipping from a jug of juice while lip-syncing to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. In the weeks since, the hashtag DreamsChallenge has picked up steam, inspiring other people to share their own carefree moments listening to the same song. In fact, Mick Fleetwood, a Fleetwood Mac, even posted one of those videos. So did Ocean Spray CEO Tom Hayes. The song Dreams, which first came out back in 1977, soared on the Billboard charts once again. Nearly 8.5 million people streamed Dreams in the U.S., up 125% from the week before. And by the way, the reason Apodaca was on a skateboard in the first place was because his truck broke down, so he had to skateboard to work. Well, not anymore. Ocean Spray gifted him a brand new truck loaded with enough cans and bottles of his favorite drink to keep him refreshed for quite some time. And that's it for your main news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. And today we're talking about how the holiday shopping season is starting earlier than ever this year. The AP reports stores are rolling out deals early in hopes of avoiding massive crowds around Christmas that go against social distancing guidelines. They also don't want to be overwhelmed with a surge of last-minute online orders. So companies like Macy's, Best Buy, and Target are rolling out their holiday deals as early as this week. And Amazon's Prime Day, which was delayed because of the pandemic, starts tomorrow, with early deals already underway. Usually, the holiday shopping season doesn't officially start until the day after Thanksgiving, aka Black Friday. That said, stores aren't quite sure how this holiday season will stack up against years past. For one, this is not expected to be a banner year for sales, just because of the economic uncertainty around the world. It's also possible shoppers will buy fewer gifts, since they likely won't be traveling to big family gatherings this year. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.